What up, guys? Welcome to a new podcast. It is NM Anomaly. Pretty much what this podcast is we're from Albuquerque, New Mexico, so of course we're just going to cover news in New Mexico and Albuquerque and just kind of all the craziness that honestly just happens here, which is always something new every single day, to be honest. So we're just going to be talking about, so this New Mexico woman was arrested for DWI on an electric scooter. So of course we would have that happen, honestly, in New Mexico. There's so much theft and just, yeah, we're really big on theft and really big on DWIs, to be honest. And we just actually got the electric scooters for people to ride around. And I think their thing was, I think they even said it, eventually someone is going to drive or ride one of those drunk, and yep, it happened within the first week, so that is not surprising at all. The person was riding on the wrong side of the road, was drunk. Not too surprising for Albuquerque, to be honest, and really just, it's not surprising when you live here. You're just like, wow, just, it's like, the things we do is just so stupid, but us as a society in Albuquerque or in New Mexico is just crazy and just dumb in every regard as it is anyways. But so the suspect in the Desert Sands Motel, the one that pretty much just lit the whole Desert Sands Motel like on fire and everything, was released and then back with facing more charges and stuff like that, which is just like, I think with anything within our whole, you know, criminal justice system here is just terrible. Like, you could really just get away with honestly anything, which is so like terrible and so stupid. It's, I don't know, it's just really, really dumb, to be honest. So worst nightmare, imagine going outside your house and you see like a sewer drain, you know, or water, you know, meter box, you know, full bees, you know, just so infested with it. And like, that's just like me, I'm not scared of bees, but like, still the whole thought of it is just like cringe worthy. It's just like, ugh, just terrible. And honestly, like, I think, you know, that's like someone's worst nightmare, to be honest, right? That, and it's just really terrible, to be honest. And like, I would hate to have to go outside and then be forced to avoid a certain area just because of so many bees. Like, nah. And especially if you're allergic to them or anything. Oh, that is the worst nightmare ever. Ever. So, the mental health crisis in Albuquerque. City's been trying to deal with it. It's kind of hard because unless they commit, like, some type of violent act or some type of criminal act, or, you know, is threatening to, you know, other people, like, they literally cannot do anything about it, which is really, really terrible. Like, and like, you see them all the time. Like, you go like walking around downtown, driving around downtown, you see all these crazy people, like, and it's not their fault, they just have this mental issue that they're dealing with, but it becomes scary for people around them. And like, it's really just really crazy. And Albuquerque outdoor city pools, they're trying to stay warm. Their boilers are just kind of like being overworked right now because like the temperatures are still kind of a little cool. I mean, like, I'm enjoying it, but like when you're in a pool, you're probably like frozen. You don't want to die. No hyperthermia, nothing like that. But yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's just like this whole weather is like so weird this year because like usually it's supposed to already be like really warm, and like some days it is, some days it's not. Like, it's just, you never really know what to like, how to dress or prepare for the day, to be honest. And then boy suffers broken ribs after running in front of a cop car. Like, don't you look both ways? Like, and like, I know some of them are like, oh well, the cop was driving a little too fast, but still, like, if they were running and like so fast in front of you, no matter how fast you're going, like, of course you're not gonna be able to stop and like prevent from hitting them, to be honest. And like, it's really the boy and the family member's fault. They shouldn't have been racing, especially when there's traffic like that or potential traffic through those areas. It's just like really stupid on both of their parts. And I guess Governor Martinez allegedly hired an ex-cop to do handiwork, which was also the same one that she was, I guess, fooling around with too, and everything like that. It's just like crazy. I didn't think that it would really happen, to be honest. But yeah, that's just really crazy. And then, so I was watching this video, right? These steal a tip jar from Albuquerque, from this like local like business and stuff like that. They ran off with the tip jar, and he's like, "Then come back multiple times." This has happened to me when I worked at Subway. This person was like, "Oh, you want to buy shampoo?" And coworker was like, "Nah, I'm good. You know, I really want to buy shampoo from somebody." But then for some reason, my coworker was convinced to go and get me from the back to ask me if I wanted to buy shampoo. And when we looked back, the person stole the tip jar and ran out. Like, honestly, I was like, why would this person look so sketch? And why would you come and ask me if I want freaking shampoo? I mean, I wasn't really mad because, like, tip jars, it's like more of like, cool, I'm grateful that I got some tips. If I don't get any, it's whatever, you know. But yeah, and then this mom was charged with DWI because she was falling asleep in a car at Sonic in the parking lot. Like, you would think that you wouldn't be like so like stupid to be drinking and then go to a place, fall asleep with a baby in the car. Like, it is beyond stupidity, to be honest. And like, this stuff happens like every freaking day here in Albuquerque. It's just like, none of this is even new. None of this is even like shocking anymore, because we're so used to all this, you know, craziness, to be honest. And like, you know, I pray for everything, and I just like, man, like, you know, I've been grateful that I haven't had to like deal with a lot of the craziness. I've dealt with some of it, but it's just like, man, like, can like this city just chill? Could we just try to like do something a little bit different, do something, you know, more good, like, instead of all this freaking craziness? And another thing is pretty much just like MDC numbers, you know, for COs is just really down. I think they're short like 79 COs, which is like really crazy, to be honest. And like, I know one CO came into like Walgreens when I was working there and even asked if I wanted to be one. Thought they were joking, but I think maybe they were being serious, but definitely not something for me. But yeah, so, and then last story, dude was like tripping or something, I don't even know, but the police tried to like be calm with the dude, and then the dude stripped down. It's the craziness. But welcome to the podcast, NM Anomaly. I will be doing other segments as well, so stay tuned.